Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. You know, if you're anything like a lot of fellas and girls I've met, you've got to have a mighty good reason for doing something. And I don't blame you a bit. That's why I know I'll get a lot of pleasure out of what I'm going to tell you in the next few seconds. You see, I'll not only give you one reason for making Wheaties a regular on your breakfast table, but two of the best reasons you've ever heard. Number one, in a good many parts of the country right now, the thermometer's down pretty low. In plain everyday language, there are a lot of folks, and you may be one of them, who are having a chilly time of it these days. That's why I hope there's a good big supply of Wheaties handy. You see, Wheaties are packed with valuable fuel energy, the food fuel that helps you keep warm when the weather gets chilly. Now, if you think you have to eat a hot cooked breakfast to keep warm, just listen to this. The temperature of the food you eat hasn't a single thing to do with helping you keep warm. Why, if it did, you could have a couple of glasses of steaming hot water for breakfast every morning. But you know that warmth wouldn't last long. No, it's not the temperature of the food that helps keep you warm. It's the number of fuel energy units the food itself contains that helps protect you from the cold. And take it from me, Wheaties are packed with those important fuel energy units. Now, I said I had two reasons why you should have a bowl of those crisp, crackling whole wheat flakes every morning. But if you've ever tried Wheaties, I think you've probably guessed reason number two. Yes, it's that special flavor of Wheaties that makes them a must on your breakfast lineup. It's the kind of flavor that hits the spot every morning right through the year. So climb on the bandwagon and remind Mother to get you Wheaties from a grocer tomorrow for sure. Then see to it that the big orange and blue Wheaties package is parked right next to your plate, ready for second helpings every morning from here on in. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
The dark tropical night is falling fast over the wild hill country of Amboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. Jack Armstrong and his friends, searching for a cave where rebellious tribesmen have hidden a supply of outlaw rifles, are in hostile country. They are camped on a level clearing near a mountain stream where they intend to spend the night before making their final effort to locate the guarded cave. Right now, as darkness settles, Betty is putting out the campfire so it will not betray them to any hostile natives in the vicinity. Michelle is grooming down a pack horse, and Nellie was making a long bow from a branch of a tough nara tree. And Jack and Uncle Jim and Billy are in their little tent, making a map of the country they've gone through and discussing the ominous footsteps they discovered near the clearing. Listen.
But, Uncle Jim, I still can't figure out the meaning of those footprints you showed us. I mean the prints made by somebody wearing hobnail shoes.
I think one thing's clear enough, Billy. They were made by a man who was on his way to that cave we're trying to locate.
And one thing more is clear, Billy. They were certainly made by a white man.
But what in the world would another white man be doing in this wild country?
Well, just think a minute, Billy. We know there's been a white man around here. And we know that he must have something to do with those smuggled rifles. At least he knows where the cave is. Now, what white man do we know of who's mixed up with this business?
Why, Suffering Catfish, it's Yates, of course.
Of course, Billy. We know that Yates has been using his trading schooner to smuggle in rifles. He must be working hand in glove at Karang and Sultan Buloa. But let's forget about Yates for a moment. Jack, let me see those notes you made from your pedometer. I want to bring this map of ours up to date so we can spot that cave on it exactly after we find it.
Here they are, Uncle Jim. Flash your light over here, Billy, so Uncle Jim can fix his map up.
Here you are, Jack. I still don't see how that pedometer can record exactly how far you've walked, uphill and downhill.
It never misses, Billy. Can you read these notes, Uncle Jim? These distances start where the trail hit the stream. Each distance is from one curve of the stream to the next curve.
That's just what I need, Jack. I've got the compass bearing of each stretch of the stream. Now we can put this stream on the map in its exact position.
I'll say. And tomorrow, when we cut into the hills, we can plot our exact route until we hit that cave. When we give this map to the army troops at Zamboanga, they'll know just where the cave is.
I hope we manage to get back to Zamboanga to give somebody the map. If that cave is guarded by the tribesmen...
We'll get back somehow, Betty. Who's that outside the tent? Oh, it's you, Betty. Don't come in. There's not enough room for me to work as it is.
Well, I won't come in, Uncle Jim. I just wanted to tell you that... Well, I think Melia was worried about something.
What's happening now?
Just what's he worried about, Betty?
I don't know, Uncle Jim, but I know he's worried. He whittles on his bow for a while, and then he stops and listens and looks up into the hills. Then he whittles some more, and then stops and listens again.
Well, maybe he thinks that Carl Ryan and his men are following us.
But he doesn't look across the stream, Billy. He looks up into the hills in the direction of the cave.
All right, Betty. Jack, suppose you and Billy go out and see what Melia was worried about. That'll give me enough elbow room in this tent to work on the map.
All right, Uncle Jim. Come on, Billy.
Close the tent flap behind you. I don't want any light to seep out of this tent.
Okay, Uncle Jim. Say, it is dark out here. Manuel may be listening, but I'll bet he's not looking. Unless he has the eyes of an owl.
I don't see how he could hear much either, Jack, with those monkeys chattering and the parrots screeching at each other.
Well, there was hardly any jungle noise at all until it got dark, Billy. But now it sounds as if all the monkeys in the jungle have come out to talk to us.
Well, where is Manuel? Oh, here he is. What's happening, Manuel? Betty thinks you're worried about something.
Me no worry, Jack. Me just careful, that's all.
Manuel, are the tribesmen laying for us in those hills?
Me no think so, Jack. But me see light.
Oh, light?
Me see light one time, two time.
But what kind of a light, Manuel?
Look, Jack, there's a light now. A couple of hundred yards in from the creek.
And it's moving, too. Oh, what can it be?
And it's gone now. I know what it is. Somebody's coming toward the creek with a flashlight.
Oh, jumping crickets. Who'd have a flashlight in this neck of the woods?
In white man.
A white man? But that's not possible, Melua.
Yes, it is possible, Betty. It may be the same white man who made those footprints we saw.
Holy mackerel, you don't mean Yates.
Maybe Jack right. Maybe him Yates.
But when we last saw Yates, he was sailing away in a schooner.
Maybe he was just sailing up the coast to get to the trail that leads to the cave, Betty.
Me no like these, Jack. Me no like yet see you, or Uncle Jim, or anybody except me.
But gosh, Melua, you don't want him to see you, do you?
He no see me. He see old Moro Peddler.
Oh, that's right, Melua. I'd forgotten that you're still disguised as a Moro Peddler.
Me old Peddler, Betty. Me not Melua now. Me Sulata. See? Me bend over. Paint on face make me look old.
And he talk all too.
You're certainly disguised, Manuel, but can you fool Yates?
Already me fool him many time. Me talk with him. Me know what Yates doing. He thinks Sulata his friend.
Look, there's that light again. He's getting closer. He's picking his way right down to the creek. We've got to decide what to do quickly, Manuel.
Me go meet him. Me go talk with him. Find out why he here.
Oh, he'll want to know why you're here, Melua.
Moro Peddler go all places.
But he'll walk right in the camp. He'll see the tent and he'll see the pack horse. He want to know there's something funny going on.
Maybe he no see Billy. He follow Pat. Pat come down over there.
But if he shines his light this way, he'll see everything.
Maybe me break light first, Betty. Then he no see.
We'll certainly have to keep him from seeing us if we can. If he finds out we're here, he'll go to the village and tell Karan. We'll have the whole tribe at our backs in no time.
Me go now. Me go meet him. All Moro Peddler Sulata go meet Yates.
Gee, willikins, Jack. I hope Yates doesn't discover that we're here. I'm afraid he's going to be pretty suspicious when he meets Melua. And if he's suspicious, he may see through Melua's disguise.
Hadn't we ought to tell Uncle Jim?
Yeah. Betty, go inside the tent and tell Uncle Jim what's up. He'll probably want to cross his light.
All right, Jack. But then I'm coming to join you.
Okay, Betty. But be careful. Don't get where Yates can see you if he starts looking around with that flashlight. Come on, Billy.
I'm coming, Jack. Where's Manuel? I can't see him in the dark.
There he is, just ahead of us. He's walking toward the edge of this clearing. That's the way Yates is coming.
Maybe it isn't Yates after all, Jack. Maybe it's somebody else.
Must be Yates, Billy. None of the natives have flashlights. So this fellow must be a white man.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Jack. Golly sakes, I hope he doesn't flash that light over to the tent. He'd spot it for sure.
I think Melua has stopped on the trail. He's going to wait for Yates to come by. Here's a clump of bushes, Billy, just over here to the right. Let's duck in there. Then Yates can't see us, even if he does flash his light in our direction.
Okay, Jack. Oh, golly, they're pretty thick bushes.
Look out, Billy. Ooh, watch out for the porcupine. Vine. That vine has thorns like barbed wire.
Jiminy crickets, are you telling me? I'm all caught now, Jack. Why, it's worse than a briar patch.
Who's that coming? Oh, it's Betty. Careful, Betty. You'll tear your clothes in this thicket. Did you tell Uncle Jim?
I told him, Jack.
Is he coming here, Betty?
No, he's not, Jack. He went to warn Michelle. And he's going to stay with a pack horse to keep it from whinnying.
We'd forgotten all about that pack horse. Why, sure, as shooting, he'd neigh and whinny at the wrong time.
Easy now. We've gone far enough into this thicket. Where will I hit?
But where's Nalua, Jack?
There he is, waiting in the middle of the trail just a few feet from us.
Yates will see him in just a second. He's almost here.
Shh. We don't want Yates to hear us.
He's flashing his light on Nalua now. And look at Nalua. He's all stooped over. Why, he looks 100 years old.
Hey, who's there? Who are you?
This Solata, Senor Yates. You know me, huh?
So it's you, Solata. How did you know it was me?
Me know, Senor Yates. Me know you, white man. Me know white man must be, Senor Yates. Who else would come from cave?
I'm coming from the cave, all right. But what are you doing here?
Me spend night here, Senor Yates. Tomorrow, me go to cave.
You're going to the cave? Why are you going there?
Tarang send me. He send me find out if soldiers know of cave yet.
That's funny. I was just going to the village to warn Karang myself.
Why you warn him, huh?
I got lots to warn him out. There's a schooner.
Who that come behind you, huh?
Oh, he's just one of my crew. He's a moral from your part of the country who's helped me run these rifles in. He's going with me to the village. Wait there, Mikhail.
Where's Mikhail, Jack? I don't see him.
He's standing just behind Yates, Billy.
Why you want Karang, Senor Yates?
I want him to be careful. There's a man called Captain Jim Fairfield with his nephew Billy and a strapping young fella called Jack Armstrong. They've just come to Zamboanga and they've been sticking their noses into my business.
Just listen to that, Jack.
Shh, Billy, not so loud.
Why you tell Karang about Captain Fairfield, huh?
Captain Fairfield and Jack Armstrong have learned that I've been using my trading schooner to run those rifles up the coast. They probably told the soldiers at Zamboanga about it. And that means the soldiers are soon going to be looking for the hiding place of those rifles.
They look, Senor Yates, but they not find, huh?
I don't know about that. I know that Captain Fairfield and Jack Armstrong and the others have come into this country. And Jack has a pedometer with him to keep track of distances. Shouldn't wonder if they're up there somewhere trying to find that cave right now.
Oh, did you get that, Jack? Yates has it all doped out.
Who's that in there?
Shh, Billy, I think he hurt you.
Who's in those bushes, Salada?
Maybe monkey, Senor Yates.
That's our cue, Billy. You and Betty, see if you can chatter like a monkey. I'll try to. Okay.
Yes, Senor Yates.
Yeah, they don't sound like monkeys to me, Salada. I'm going in those bushes and find out who's in there. Come on, Mikhail. There's something funny going on around here, and I am going to find out what it is.
Well, we can't hand Jack and Billy and Betty much on their imitation of monkeys. At least it didn't fool Yates. But say, Yates had better look out. He may have a real surprise coming to him. But if he does discover Jack and gets away to warn Karang, then Jack and the others will really have their hands full. It looks as though things were shaping up for a barrel full of excitement around that cave of the smuggled rifles, and you won't want to miss it. So listen in, all of you, at this same time next Monday for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. You know, there's a lot of extra pleasure packed away in that big orange and blue Wheaties package, and here's one way to get the best out of it. Every night, just about bedtime, hike out into the kitchen and help yourself to a heaping big bowl of Wheaties and milk or cream. It's my bet you'll want to make that Wheaties evening lunch a regular event. Try it tonight. Won't you?
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the Piper Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.